Well, hey, friend, it's December 10th, and today we're going to see that Jesus is the heir of all things. Hebrews 1:1-2 says, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe." So here, the writer of Hebrews is telling us, hey, before in the past, this is like the whole Old Testament story, God spoke to their ancestors. Think about speaking to Abraham and Moses. And he also spoke through the prophets in many times, in various ways. God would give information about him. God would rebuke his people. God would tell them his plans. But then the writer says, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Now, this is the New Testament period. When Christ came, that Christmas morning that we celebrate, the baby in a manger, something new is happening. God is speaking differently to his people, not through prophets and visions and signs and dreams. He is speaking to us through a superior source, and that is his Son, Jesus, that we can look at Christ, we can watch him move, we can see him in action, we can hear his words, and we see the full and final revelation of God. So in Jesus, in the face of Christ, in his life, ministry, death, and resurrection, we get the full and final revelation of God to us. We don't need anything else. We have all that we need in Christ. And notice what he says. He's appointed Christ as the heir of all things, that the whole universe is made by him, through him, for him, that Jesus is the rightful inheritor of all things, all creation. That includes you, that you are part of Christ's inheritance, that Christ is going to inherit all things in the end because he has triumphed, he has defeated sin and death through his death, burial, and resurrection. And then it's like just a continuation. He says, and through him, he also made the universe. Just a little side note, like, oh yeah, and Jesus made the entire universe. I mean, just think about that. Man, he created the world, was made through Christ. And in verse 3, it just goes on. It says, he is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Not only is he the heir of all things, not only did he make all things, but oh yeah, he's also God. He's the exact imprint of God's nature. He is the radiance and the glory of God, meaning he is God who came to deal with our sin so that he could be the rightful inheritor of all things. So just think about that today, that Jesus, he is the heir of all things, that all things are through him, by him, ultimately for him, and that includes you, that you rightfully belong to Jesus, and your life is rightfully made to magnify him.